Rolf, let's talk about how Marty, we talked with Marv Levy last week about this. How does Marty build that sense of family and team? Because ultimately, I think that's where you can lean on each other in the pressure situations like the playoffs.
Well, I think so. He'll say that, you know, we're in this together. It's us. It's us here. Forget about the outside, the media, and all that other stuff. It's the people that are in this room right now, and he's addressing them. We control what is going to happen. And we have to believe in each other in here. And what you have to do is just do your job. Don't worry about the guy next to you or the guy on, if you're on offense, worry about the defense and all that stuff. Do your job. If you do your job and everybody is able to do that, then we are going to be successful. And I think he brings that across to his team.
I think that's right, Lenny.
Tell us about the things you guys do on Thursday nights.
Yeah, let me get to that in a sec. I think what has also helped, I think, this year is they've had to go through a lot of adversity. They lost Steve Foley to the shooting. They lost Terrence Keel. Merriman was out for four games. They've gone through a lot of distractions. You know, Breeze was let go in the offseason. Phillip Rivers had to come in. They got behind in a couple of games, one game 21 points, one game 17, and were able to overcome those deficits. And so in the course of this year, a lot of trust has been built up within the playing side of the organization, the team itself, players looking at each other, realizing that they've been here before, they've overcome it, and I think that goes a long way in preparing a team to play well in the playoffs. But I think also Marty has built some of that intentionally over the last 3 or 4 years. He came to a few of us older guys and said, is there a way we could integrate some of the legacy of the organization and bring some of the older guys back and help be a resource for the younger players? And we talked about a lot of different ideas, and what came out of it was that we, as alumni, would go to practice every Thursday. We would buy dinner for the team. We'd bring in ribs and all kinds of stuff that they liked, and we would get 10 minutes with the players. They would take a knee around us. We would present our selection for the player of the game. We would honor that person. A photograph would have been made. We would present the photograph. The photograph would then be taken and put in a team meeting room, and every week they'd add another photo. And it became a highlight of the week for the players. It was sort of hump day. It was Thursday, so the tough practices were now over. We got to share some of our experiences and our wisdom. And one particular player, Miles McPherson, not a well-known player, defensive back for us, that has become a pastor, would share a message. And a lot of it had biblical basis, but a lot of it didn't. And it was always encouraging. It was always helping the players to have a different perspective on what they were going through. And it was a neat thing for us as older players, but I think a great resource for the team as well. And that's been now going for 3 years. Every Thursday we do it. And it has built sort of a togetherness that has leaned on the good principles of selfless play and thinking about others and recognizing who packs your parachute. It's not just the ace fighter pilot. It's the guy that sits in the hold of the boat that you know, makes sure you're safe. And so you look at the secretaries differently, and you look at the ball boys differently, and the equipment managers. And suddenly there's a whole organization that is leaning on each other. And then, as Len said, they have great personnel. They have really quality leaders, and guys like LT and Keenan McCardell and Lorenzo Neal and Donnie Edwards, and guys that have been there before that understand that these opportunities only come along every now and then. They are to be grasped and played out as hard as you can play, because there's no guarantee you get there again next year. And that leadership component, I think, has allowed Marty to, you know, trust his players more and his coaches as well. And I think that's why they've been so successful.
You know, I think, Len Dawson, I want your comment on this. The difference in Marty to me is, in one way, demonstrated in how the Donnie Edwards situation was handled, because as I understand it, it was getting quite close to Donnie leaving the Chargers earlier in the year, and yet that relationship was not damaged. He's remained and continued to be a great part, as Rolf Benersche just said, as a leader on that team.
You know, I'm happy to hear that Marty did that in San Diego, what Rolf was talking about, because he did it in Kansas City with the Ambassadors. And what it does to the current players, so many of them have no idea about the history of a franchise and what has happened beforehand. And it gives them an opportunity to learn something about, you know, who was here before us. You know, did we invent this game, or was it here before? And Marty is doing that and getting the other players who have retired involved in the organization. I think it's a very, very good move to do that, because the younger people, they're coming up here wide-eyed, and they think they invented the game, and you know, it's all about me. And then you come up with a guy like Tomlinson. Now, Rolf, how could Marty handle a guy like that? As soon as he scores a touchdown, he has the audacity to hand the ball to the official, go to the sidelines on the bench, you know, get a little rest,
and take the bench.
Do it again. This guy is such a breath of fresh air. I'm telling you, he is. Of everything I heard about him, I know him as an outstanding football player, but I have learned that he is also really an outstanding person. And when you got something like that on your football team, that is contagious. The other people have to see that on that in the organization that's playing there, and that has to rub off somewhat, because he's a gem, isn't he?
Oh, you don't even know. I mean, he is all of that and more, and the humility is genuine. His respect for his teammates and the organization and the history of the game is so real, and he does live it out every day. And it's been fun to watch the other players emulate that. And let's not forget Philip Rivers for a minute. I mean, Philip, we know all of his history, the first-round draft choice and all that, but he had to watch for 2 years Drew Brees do it, learn how to do it. And in the meantime, he was forced to build relationships in the locker room, playing dominoes and cards and hanging with these guys and getting water and doing all the things that a young guy does. But when his term came, the players respected him. They cared about him. He cared about them. The guy's incredibly competitive. And so what could have been a really awkward transition, because guys love Drew, we all really cared about Drew, to make that transition, Philip really had to step in and say, look, it wasn't about me and Drew. I want to be the guy here. Help me out. And he'd earned their respect, and the guy's as competitive as they come, and a quality guy, spent 2 years learning how to do it, and now he's having a chance to shine. And so the team didn't miss a beat. Everybody's thrilled for Drew's success, but now you have Philip stepping in the gap and doing a tremendous job. He's a great leader, and he has the same kind of humility that LT does. And so all of a sudden now you have some of the real leaders on the team demonstrating that kind of behavior, as opposed to some of the other behavior that we all know about that goes on in the NFL.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a quarterback going to his people and say, I need your help. I need your help. You know, you got to tell me, you know, how you can help me, because I want to help you. And, you know, you get their attention and get them involved.
Yeah. Well, Ralph Minerska, to me, you have done as good a summary of this San Diego Chargers team coming back from 2-17 or more point deficits, the way it is primed for the playoffs. When we come back, final thoughts with Len Dawson, but we want to thank one of the true gentlemen I ever played with or got a chance to get to know, Ralph Minerska. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Len. Good talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Awesome job. When we come back, final thoughts from Len Dawson, Lenny the Cool, on the playoffs. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.